pollution prevention notice has been issued for the Cadia Valley Operations Mine near the community of Cadia itself by the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority. To get some more detail on what this means this afternoon, we welcome to the program from the EPA, Carmen Dwyer, the Executive Director for Regional Operations. Carmen, good afternoon.
Hey, Liam. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic to have you on the program. What does this final pollution prevention notice mean?
So the EPA, as you said, issued the final prevention notice today. What it does is make sure that Cadia provides robust data in the way that the EPA needs it on the emissions coming from its stack to the EPA within a fortnight, and then some expert opinion provided shortly after that. And it also requires the mine to undertake a review of its existing high-volume air sampling network that the EPA requires it to have, and to expand that sampling network if we feel that more monitoring is needed. And this is, of course, in conjunction with other license variation conditions we're making, which we'll have finalised in the coming days.
Is this an escalation from the draft pollution notice that was issued last week?
The draft prevention notice is issued to any licensee as a requirement under law, so that they have a chance to comment and put their view on whether it's feasible and reasonable to do. And so this really solidifies exactly what it is that the EPA is requiring the mine to do. And as I said, that's about providing us with data and reviewing the high volume samplers.
Could you talk us through the monitoring work that's going to be done within the community itself? I understand that there's going to be a range of monitors put throughout the community, and also a couple of other things.
Yeah, so we're looking at a couple of different things based on our own understanding of the climatology and the specific environmental scenarios in the Cadia area, plus the community feedback and information from the Cadia mine. And what we're looking to do is have set up a series of what's called smart sensors. These are really cool little pieces of kit that measure dust through a community, and we're looking to be able to distribute those around the mine, so you get a full view of what might be coming from agriculture, what might be coming from mine. But what's really interesting about those is that they live feed to something called the Purple Air Network, and so the whole community will be able to see the levels that are being triggered in those dust sensors. And then we're looking at do we need more of the what's called high-volume samplers? These are really specialised pieces of equipment that not only tell you what dust is being deposited where, but also what direction it's coming from. And when you look at that information that comes from those high-volume samplers, we can ascertain not only what the dust is, how much dust, but what's in the dust. And so that's really valuable information. And what we're also doing is looking at all of that monitoring and sampling, and we're working with the Department of Health to see if they feel that there's any other sampling that's required, or whether we should tweak the program, because it'll give a better overall picture of the conditions locally. And then between requiring the mine to do some and ourselves undertaking other monitoring, we'll have a really good picture of what's happening there at the moment.
I also understand you're offering opportunities for locals to have their rainwater tank tested. Are you concerned that there are heavy metals contained in the water supply around Cadia?
The community have raised concerns about their rainwater testing. The Department of Health undertook testing at the tap and were able to confirm that that the drinking water was safe for human consumption. So I think that's really important to understand, is that the Department of Health has done some of that testing and confirmed that the drinking water is safe to drink. What we're looking at is there any additional water or rainwater tank sampling that is needed to be undertaken? And so we'll work with the community about, if there is, what does that look like, where and how and when.
The EPA did hold a community drop-in session last week. What types of things were discussed?
The community session last Tuesday in Millthorpe was a really valuable opportunity for the EPA to hear directly from community members, some that it's already heard from and others that it hasn't heard from. And community members raised some of their knowledge that they have about the local area, as well as some of the concerns. We were very lucky to have the Department of Health with us, so where people had human health concerns, they were able to talk to our counterparts in the Department of Health and really get a good picture of what the concerns are in the community.
Just going back to this high volume air sampling for a moment, could you just understand, it's a slightly technical question, but why is there a possibility that high volume air sampling might not be sufficient to, for instance, detect large plumes of dust going through the Cadia community?
What we're really looking at is there is high volume samplers around the community at the moment, but with the changed operations at the mine and the way that the changed fans and venting has happened, do we now need to have more monitors that are out, because is there a possibility that there is a different impact that we need to be trying to track? So these additional samplers, if are going to answer that question. With a change in operation, is there a changed impact that's different to how it was modelled or how it was predicted to be? And these samplers would help us identify that and then work out what the next steps would be if it should pick up anything that's not as expected.
Could you come and just give us a bit more detail on how long the Cadia has undertaken that change of operation?
I think Cadia, you know, they're doing different things at their mine site all the time. This particular change has happened in the last couple of months and has increased the community's concerns about the possible impact from the mine. And that change, along with the advice that's been given to us by the community, is why we're here now taking these extra steps and requiring the mine to do particular additional monitoring so that we can provide that assurance to the community that that their drinking water continues to be safe and that the air meets the clean air standards.
The EPA has previously fined Cadia Valley operations for breaches of some description. I'm just trying to understand, if the high volume air samplers are only going to be able to detect this new change in operation, if we're going back years here, if there's potentially a problem, will the new, I suppose, method of testing be able to detect those broader issues?
So let's be clear, we've had monitoring available to us to monitor the performance of the mine since the mine's been operating. It hasn't detected an issue with the historic mine operations. However, the mining operation has changed recently, and that is prompting us to want to look at more monitoring to understand if that change has increased any risks for the community. Now, in saying that, the community, and rightly so, is very concerned about dust lift from the tailings dam. And I think everyone knows that when the tailings dam had a breach of its wall a number of years ago, that increased the number of dust events that were coming from the mine. So this monitoring is more sensitive than what... we have previously had, and will allow us to see if there's any change to what we historically knew at the site.
Really appreciate your time this afternoon, Carmen. Thank you so much for that.
No problem. Can I ask, just Liam, the community rightly have many questions about this. The EPA has dedicated a Cadia web page to all things that are happening at Cadia. So for any community member that wants to stay up to date with this issue, please jump on our website and have a look.
Fantastic. That is Carmen Dwyer. She's Executive Director for Regional Operations at the Environmental Protection Authority for New South Wales. And look, that website that you just mentioned, if you do want to go and see more information on that one, that is www.epa.org.